It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Officials are still trying to determine the cause of an explosion and fire at a Chevron natural gas well in Dunkard, Greene County, about 50 miles south of Pittsburgh. A worker remains unaccounted for, and the flames continue to burn. And I am joined now by phone by State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Collinari, who has been reporting from the scene. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Describe the scene for us in Dunkard. What is going on? Where do we stand with this situation right now?
Well, you know, today there's actually been no word from the company or from the Department of Environmental Protection that has been sort of monitoring the scene from the state side. It's very snowy here, as it is sort of across the state. I'm told that yesterday you could really see the flames burning very heavily early in the morning. By the end of the day, the flames had kind of started to die down. We were told by the Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Chris Abruzzo that they were starting to actually put themselves out, but that the fire was still going, you know, strong enough to keep it kind of burning uncontrollably for at least the next couple of days. And that's sort of the latest that we've heard on the status of the fire itself. A worker is still missing.
And what do we know about that missing worker? Any update on the status of that individual?
Well, he was working for a Houston-based contractor named Cameron that was working on the site, putting the well into production for Chevron. A lot of times, you know, the big companies, they own the wells, they own the well pads, but they contract out a lot of this particular kind of specialized work to contractors, and workers come out from out of the area or even from Pennsylvania to do this work. We don't know where he's from. We know it is a man, but the company is not releasing his name, although they did issue a statement about the incident today, saying that it's a serious reminder of the dangers that this kind of industry faces every day in the work that they do.
And what has Chevron said about how long the fire will continue to burn?
They say that they actually don't know. The latest that we heard was from Secretary Abruzzo with the Pennsylvania DEP yesterday, who said it may still take 1 to 2 days for the fire to completely be extinguished. Chevron's actually brought in a company called Wild Well Control that's from Texas that goes around the world actually putting out these kinds of natural gas and oil well fires. They're experts in this field, and they tend to, you know, fly in whenever they're needed in these kinds of situations, because they know better than even local first responders who've been trained for these types of incidents, you know, how to respond in the best way when you're dealing with volatile gases like this.
Do we know anything more, Katie, at this point about what caused the explosion?
No, we don't. And actually, at this point, because the fire is still going, even at the end of the day yesterday, that Texas Wild Well Control still hadn't even really been able to get close enough to the fire to really determine any kind of a cause or even to start to put it out. The last we heard yesterday evening from the DEP was that they were still coming up with a plan to attack the blaze.
I understand that there are a number of organizations on the scene in addition to the experts that were flown in from Houston. What other organizations are being represented there at this time?
Right. There's been a command center set up near a different well pad that Chevron owns, where the company, the contractor Cameron, is meeting and debriefing along with Wild Well Control, as well as several employees from the Department of Environmental Protection. The federal OSHA is here, the Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, if I got that right, that alphabet soup there. but they're also on the scene, I suppose, since this is an incident where presumably one worker was actually injured, suffered some minor injuries in the fire, and was released from the hospital the very same day. But this other worker who's unaccounted for, I'm sure that's why OSHA's presence is here, to make sure that everything can be done to find this missing man.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We're talking with State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Collinari, reporting from the scene of an explosion at a Chevron natural gas well in Greene County. Katie, apparently this was not a drilling-related accident. What is known about this?
No, that's exactly right. And there was a little misinformation out there yesterday. When these kinds of things happen, there's always speculation and missed opportunities for accuracy. But this well, we know from Chevron, actually had been hydraulically fractured already. It had been drilled already at least a year ago, and was actually in the stage. There, if you imagine the well pad, it's about a 5-acre site. There are three wells that have been drilled there and fracked already. One of the wells is where the fire occurred, and what was happening at the time was the workers were getting ready for this well to go into production. They were putting in some tubing to hook it up to what we call a gathering line to put it in a pipeline, which is how, you know, these gases get from the well site to our homes, to heat our homes, or to go to compressed natural gas stations to fuel industrial vehicles and that kind of thing.
What is the mood of the citizens of Greene County? You've had a chance to talk to some people there, and I know that you haven't been able to include all of the details of your interactions with those folks in the stories that have been airing because time is limited, but we have a little more time in a setting like this, on a program like this. So what can you tell us about how people are feeling and how this is affecting the citizens of Dunkard, Greene County?
You know, it's really interesting, Paul. The residents here, well, first of all, I have to say, imagine the scene. So when I was coming into Dunkard Township yesterday, I was driving my car trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to find this well site? And all of a sudden, I round the corner on this narrow country road, and I see ahead of me this plume of fire. It literally looked like the Olympic torch was on top of a hill. Mm. And I thought, well, that must be it. And I really took my breath away. And as I started driving around, it's on top of a hill. At the bottom of that hill is an active deep coal mine. And as I started talking to residents, I talked to a township supervisor here. They tell me, you know, this area has a long history of coal mining, shallow oil and gas well drilling. So they really... you know, they're kind of used to the energy extraction business. And in talking to residents and sort of asking for their reaction, you know, we don't get the reaction that we might be hearing, say, you know, in this town outside Pittsburgh today where the oil derailment is happening. People really aren't quite so shocked here. They're not quite so afraid. This is sort of what happens when you have these industrial activities going on. Sometimes there are serious accidents that happen. And people here seem to really kind of take it in stride. It's pretty incredible.
And just for folks who might just be tuning in and weren't sure exactly what you were referring to, the town near Pittsburgh is Vandergrift, where that where apparently reportedly some oil is leaking from a tanker that derailed there, and we will be updating you on that situation throughout the day here on 90.5 WESA. Meanwhile, Katie Culinary in Greene County, you talked with the township supervisors. What happens from the township standpoint from here on out? Do they have to simply let these officials take it from here, the ones who are in from federal agencies as well as from Chevron and these experts from Houston? Or what is their role in all of this?
That's right. So I spoke to Township Supervisor Joe Gasek yesterday. We were watching the site from a distance, and the smoke was rising in the distance. And I asked him, I said, you know, so what's your role? And he said, well, you know, our first responders were on the scene. Actually, one of his fellow township supervisors is the fire chief here, and they were there, you know, almost immediately. And, you know, once this company from Texas came in, once other boots were on the ground, they sort of take a back seat now, and they're happy to do that. They want the experts to come in, and they've sort of offered you know, whatever they can. They've offered up a local. The Bobtown Polish Club has been hosting both the media and the Chevron media representatives who are here working on things from their end. So the town has actually been really welcoming. I've been told by several people that these kinds of things just don't happen here. This is not. This is a very rural, small town right on the West Virginia border, where, you know, the media doesn't have a big presence here. So this is kind of a little bit of a strange sort of excitement for them.
What dangers, if any, remain at this point?
At this point, we don't believe there's really any more danger posed to residents. The DEP secretary said in a briefing with the media last night that they carried some handheld monitors to the site, and we're going to be placing some air quality monitors sort of all around to measure for volatile organic compounds, which is what can emerge when you burn natural gas. And they said that they were getting some negative readings closer to the site, and that the wind conditions were such that it was kind of lifting things into the atmosphere as opposed to settling down in the valley where most of the residential homes are. So at this point, the word from the officials is that, you know, people are not in any danger. There is an elementary school about a mile away from the site. I also asked the township supervisor about that. He said his young son goes there. He really didn't seem concerned. He felt that was a safe enough distance and that the experts were really handling things well.
Katie, before we let you go, we spoke to you earlier this year after the train derailment in Philadelphia.
That's right.
And of course, there's a similar situation now in Vandergrift. What can you tell us or what would you like to comment on with regard to the fact that there seems to be an increase in these derailments?
Well, you know, as we talked about a couple months ago with the Philadelphia derailment, I mean, when I got the news this morning, I just thought to myself, wow, you know, yet again. It's really just surprising how many of these incidents there have been. But when you talk to experts in the field, they really say, well, you know, the more traffic we have on the rails, the more likely there is going to be a chance for incidents. And at least last year, the rail traffic of these kind of crude oil trains had doubled, according to the Energy Information Administration. So, of course, with the doubling of rail traffic, you will see a higher number of incidents. And this latest incident comes at a time when the federal government has really kind of cracked down. Transportation Secretary Fox has convened a group of people, a task force, to look at this issue, and they're expected to deliver some recommendations by early March. But, of course, you know, these incidents seem to keep happening, and it'll be interesting to hear what their recommendations will be early next month.
And certainly the increase in traffic on the rails, the shipments that are coming from the west to Pennsylvania are because of the oil boom in North Dakota. So there certainly is no end in sight to the increased amount of traffic that we're seeing on railroads. But hopefully the danger can be minimized in the future. In the meantime, Katie Culinary from State Impact Pennsylvania, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and for all of your great reporting on these stories this week in western Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Paul.
Coming up, we'll go beyond the funny pages of a new exhibit chronicling the history of black comic book artists in Pittsburgh. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.